Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Shoot the Moon podcast. This is Matt Lockhart, EVP at Revenue Rocket. I'm sure you know who we are by now, but if you don't, Revenue Rocket is the premier M&A and growth strategy advisor to IT services companies nationwide and, you know, internationally as well. I'm joined by my partner and peer, Ryan Barnett. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Matt. Appreciate you having me on here today. Today, we're going to kind of dive into what we see as one of the most important aspects of an M&A transaction, and that's a cultural fit. If we kind of take a step back, if you think about the three-legged stool of what we really look for, the first thing we look for is strategic fit. The second thing if we look for is cultural fit. And if those things together, typically we can find a financial fit for buyers and sellers who are looking to get together. So today, Matt, I'd love to talk to you a little bit more about, you know, how do we find cultural fit? What do we look for? What's important? And what are the things that we should start to look at when examining a company to get two things together?
Yeah, it's great, Ryan. I think it's a great topic and one that is oftentimes overlooked. You know, in acquirers, oftentimes are, you know, they want to go straight to the hard deck and look at financials. You know, they understand what they're looking for in the strategic fits. They're able to assess that relatively quickly. And they want to go, all right, is there a deal to be made? You know, does this fit within our financial expectations? And they, you know, they completely overlook the cultural fit. And what we've found is without that cultural fit, you know, the opportunity to achieve the financial goals and the strategic goals, you know, just get a whole bunch harder, right? You know, in looking at some data, 95% of executives understand that the cultural fit is absolutely critical to any merger or acquisition opportunity. Yet, you know, 25 to 30% of the time it's overlooked and it's not paid attention to. And so I think it's a great topic for us today to just make sure that all three of those things, including a cultural fit, is absolutely critical.
Yeah, you make such a great point. Oftentimes buyers jump in and they do want to see the figures. And that actually is an indication of cultural fit as well. And oftentimes to a seller, it's a really off-putting one. If you're a customer-driven organization and someone and you're trying to achieve what's right for the customer, and the first question is show me your balance sheet, it can be a struggle to recover from that from a buyer's perspective. That's typically why we advise that in the process, let's figure out if there's strategic and cultural fit, because if you jump in with financial, it can kill a deal before you even start the conversation at all.
Yeah. You know, for everybody's going to define culture a little bit differently. You know, and the one thing that we do know is that culture is driven, you know, right from the top. It is driven by the founder or the leader or the founding team or the CEO. And, you know, from that, the real vision and the mission of an organization, is where that comes from. And how you guide the values of the organization and the behavior of the people. Right. And you institute the management and decision making practices, that people adhere to in an organization. You know, and so I think that it is possible in assessing that culture, you know, bidirectionally for people to find, alignment. And to speak the same language when you're looking at those things, and you know, just really reinforcing that comes from the top. You know, Ryan, I know you've seen more of these than I have in the hundreds and hundreds of transactions that we've helped bring together. You know, what do you look for in the leaders in those first introductory meetings?
Sure. The first thing can you hit it off? It may sound almost on a lesser point, but do you like each other? If you're going to be working together and you're continuing in the business, that is a big part. So this goes back to some of our earlier podcasts, for example, how to make a good introduction. And make sure you're smiling. Make sure you put your best foot forward and making sure you're kind of talking from your heart. That's a big component to just even in that first intro. You want that first hello to be engaging. And even if you're a laid-back organization, to have that, to make sure that engaging part and explaining how you may be a laid-back organization can help out. From a higher level, the first thing we typically try to look at is what are the corporate values and purpose? So oftentimes we work with companies that have one-page strategic plans, and the first thing they look at is who are we? And we can start to look at simply aligning who they say they are and how they market and how they put themselves forward just by looking at corporate values and a purpose. That's really the where they can start to align. In our introduction calls, we ask for that. What drives you? What's pulling things together? And at that time, you're looking for, you're kind of poking and prodding a little bit, but you're starting out with that first, what made you found the business type question.
I think it's a great point, Ryan. And let's dive a little bit deeper into how that strategic fit and the cultural fit, they're not mutually exclusive. You can find an understanding of values and purpose and mission and vision by talking through, some of the strategic goals and the strategic plans. So for example, right, a high growth organization and the goals to be a high growth organization versus more of a kind of a steady eddy, continual growth at a consistent growth rate. Those are both great, strategies, and admirable. But it can demonstrate a little bit of a different culture, within an organization. And that can come through that assessment of the strategic plan and looking at the strategic fit, but it certainly does touch on, culture and management decision making and management goals. Another one I think that kind of touches on both of those is hierarchy, right? And organizational structure. And obviously that plays into decision making. Is it a top down, type of a decision making culture where information is fed up the chain, but people aren't allowed to make decisions and on their own, versus those cultures and those organizations that really try to drive decision making throughout the organization and or decision making closer to, customers. And those are other things that I think need to be looked at, because it can really determine whether there's going to be alignment moving forward.
Absolutely. And you can see a clash there. There's at some point you can look across the table and say, hey, we may fit technically together, but to work together might be too much of a barrier, and that's fine. There's opportunities you can go after, and trying to jam one culture into another won't work. Some of the more interesting things we've all seen is oftentimes maybe the status of a company. So think of a veteran-owned or a something, even a B Corp we've seen, you know, a corporation for good, we've seen deals get done. Matt, have you seen any experience, or have you been in any situations in which we've seen something where a certification may help define the culture or may help putting things together? You know, we've seen some, for example, some companies in California that have had some very interesting missions and values that are starting to be the acquiring or the selling company may not have. And any tips or hints on what to look for when a company has a certain status that may impact the cultural fit?
Yeah, well, for sure. I mean, and you bring up another point, which is, you know, just simply location. As we all know, how we think in, we're up here in Minnesota, is wildly different from, you know, how some other people think maybe out on the coast, right? We're in flyover country. And so that doesn't, you know, that doesn't align all that well. But also status, right? We talked a little bit about a public company versus a private company. And in a public company, obviously forecasting is the name of the game, right? And being really diligent about that forecast, or, you know, what are quarterly results? Because you got to answer to the street every quarter, right? And within a privately held company, you don't need to think about those things. And that plays into, you know, again, that organizational structure, organizational decision making, and the culture that comes from that, right? And so I think that all of those things, you know, and those things we can look and help and assess as we're looking at the, you know, sort of the ideal fit for an acquiring company as well as for a selling company.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is one thing where it, at the end of the day, there is a big integration portion that you've got to consider. So if you can at least understand and align at the front end that you are able to have some similar cultural goals, there may be integration teams that are involved. So, you know, we've seen dedicated integration teams, and we've seen companies where there's representative from both sides of the deal that are help bring the cultures together and help align and be together. Now, oftentimes we do see the acquiring company having a bit of more control in that organization, and this is the way we do. But it's important that when we're bringing someone into the fold, that you're understanding why that company became successful. You know, we've seen examples in which we have financials reviewed and questioned because the firm has been running so profitably. Like, hey, there's no way you can do this. We got to actually add costs back in. Where culture was of profitability, that a culture of work being spread across more people. So it's interesting to see how the cultural fit can hit the financial fit, and if you can get you may need to adopt one way or the other. Now, remember, you're acquiring a company for a reason, and you want to keep the things that company had that made them special, keep those special, and make sure that one company doesn't just gobble up everything and put the stamp of their corporate way into the combined entity. Matt, how do you think how can an advisor help? I mean, where do you learn about culture in this process, and where can someone from the outside give a different perspective?
Well, I think that the first thing that we do is we raise it up right out of the gate, right? Is we talk about the absolute importance, and when we are advising our clients on either side of the equation, you know, we have this very discussion with them. And these are the things that collectively we want to look for. Now, I think that we benefit by being able to be a step away, right? And be maybe a touch more objective, or at times a little calmer in the process, and we're looking at the data, right? And the data can help us tell the story. But obviously we are, we're reflecting back to both parties. Here's the good things that we've seen. Here's some of the potential risks that need to be put on the table and discussed and talked about. And again, look for a level of objectivity. While at the same time, let's recognize, culture isn't, a static and permanent thing, and cultures evolve. And one of the things that we see all the time is the, an acquiring firm seeing some practices or seeing some cultural benefits, in the firms that they're looking at. And they see those as opportunities for improvement. And so, it's being open, being objective, being transparent. And our job is to make sure that all of those things are on the table. And obviously, because we see hundreds of these, there's an art and there's a science to it. Our art is getting people to open up and be themselves, and as you say, smile, right? And also be honest, right? And truthful and transparent, about their culture, about their decision making, about their desires and their goals, and et cetera, et cetera. What are some of the other things that, what did I miss, Ryan? What else do we do?
Yeah, you nailed the big ones. I would just say that the thing you can help do is oftentimes that third party perspective can help point out and show and confirm or deny what you're seeing. So, leverage an advisor to make sure that you understand, hey, what do you think? We do get that when we're sitting in that third chair, and observing, we get to see some things that you may not see when you're processing real time. So, you feel free to poke around and ask the questions, but rely on your advisor to come back and give good feedback as well.
Yeah.
That's what we see.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, I think we're all super thankful that we're coming out of the year of the coronavirus, where all of these things needed to be assessed more virtually than normal. Making site visits, getting together and having dinner, meeting people, it's critical. Right. And so I think we're all super excited that assessing that cultural fit, and getting to know people is about to become easier. And well, I coined that overused phrase that we're all hearing, more back to normal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Matt, that's all the questions I've got for you today.
Awesome.
Anything you want to?
Well, it was fun. We're missing, our third leg of the stool on these podcasts, our fearless leader, Mr. Harvath, who I know will be back next week. But I think, Ryan, I think we did a pretty good job without him. What do you think?
Well, I think here's the thing. He is subscribed to our podcast through, I both believe, Spotify and Apple Podcast. So luckily enough, he's going to get a notification and a little ding, and he can hear us talking about the cultural fit. So if you're out there today, remember to subscribe and give us a listen every week.
Absolutely. Well, it's been fun, Ryan. Maybe we'll tell him to stay on vacation for another week, and you and I can do it again. But until next time, thanks for joining us for this episode of the Shoot the Moon podcast. For Ryan Barnett, I'm Matt Lockhart, your premier M&A advisors here at Revenue Rocket, and we can't wait to be with you again. Take care.